Welcome to your five for today. At the beginning of the last century, from June 1914 to November 1918, was the terrible conflict known as the Great War. More than 15 million people died, and 135 countries took part in it. The Victoria Cross is the highest award that can be awarded by the British Armed Forces. On it are only two words to describe the actions of the men and women who obtain it. Those words are, for valour. William Harold Coltman, also known as Bill, was born on the 17th of November 1891 in the village of Rangemoor outside the town of Burton-on-Trent. He attended the local village school and would later become an ordinary gardener and known in his community as a humble man. Who would have thought it possible then that this unassuming man, standing tall at a mere 5'4", would become the most highly decorated non-commissioned officer of the British Army at the time. Among the medals awarded to him were the Military Medal and Bar, Distinguished Conduct Medal and Bar, and the highest award of all, the Victoria Cross, awarded as a result of outstanding bravery, a disregard for personal safety, and an unquestioned devotion to duty. The most unusual aspect of these distinctions, however, is that Bill Coltman never fired a shot and never used a gun. Bill was a Christian and had sometime previously dedicated his life to the Lord Jesus Christ and had decided to follow him faithfully all his days. As a Christian man in the army, Bill served as a stretcher bearer, which involved going out into extremely dangerous situations to save the lives of those wounded or fallen. Advancing troops were not allowed to stop and care for wounded soldiers, and the wounded soldier then had to wait, often in terrible pain, until the stretcher bearer arrived. The stretcher bearer was the only hope of rescue for many wounded soldiers. Speaking of the work of stretcher bearers, Captain Charles Hudson of the Leith Sherwood Foresters said, "Stretcher bearers are wonderful people. They are always called to the most dangerous places where casualties have already taken place." Bill Coltman was willing to accept the risks to himself and continually placed himself in the position of danger under enemy fire in no man's land. He would tend to the wounded and often have to carry them on his back to safety, never sure of whether he would make it back to the trenches. Bill Coltman earned the highest award for gallantry that his country could bestow for his bravery, the Victoria Cross. But Bill Coltman served under another cross, the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bill realized that he was a sinner far away from God, that his sin had left him wounded and ready to die in no man's land without any hope of saving himself. But the supreme stretcher bearer came into the world to rescue poor sinners such as him 2,000 years ago on a rugged cross just outside the city of Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus gave his own life as a supreme sacrifice in order to rescue men and women and bring us back to God. As the hymn writer has put it so eloquently, there was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let a sinner in. Have you, dear friend, listening to the message today, had the wounds of your sin tended to and been fully recovered to a place of safety and security by the supreme stretcher bearer, Jesus Christ? There are only a select few men and women who have earned the Victoria Cross, but the cross of Jesus Christ and his death is for us all. Thank you for listening today.